So we're here this afternoon to talk about the very sad and regrettable loss of life for Diamond Williams. And I don't really have a whole lot of statements, so if you have questions, we'll just take questions.
Is there a connection between her death and the suicide that was reported today?
So, you know, detectives are going to go piece by piece through the investigation, and they're going to put together every aspect of the timeline. What I can tell you right now, it appears that Shaquille Anthony, S-H-A-Q-U-I-L-L-E, is the person that was responsible for her death. He went to a basketball court in the Northeast District that he was apparently familiar with. He told several people there that they needed to get out, that he was going to take his life. We got several 911 calls about that, and he did end up taking his life in the basketball court.
What was the relationship between Shaquille and Diamond?
Yeah, so like I said, detectives are going to have to go through every aspect of the investigation piece by piece, put that together. We know that they knew each other for a couple days. What exactly their relationship was, how they knew each other, the extent of their history with each other is all going to be put together in the course of that investigation. But what we want to make clear to the families and to everyone in the city is that the loss of any life is regrettable. And we have a sacred obligation to make sure that we bring closure to this family, and that's exactly what we're going to do in this case.
The family, and we've talked to a number of the relatives, and a number of us have, where they've said that police didn't respond fast enough. They reported her missing earlier on Thursday, and they were searching, and they were the ones who found her.
So we
have a favorite. You can look out here. He's only radio.
Go ahead and look out.
We have policies and protocols that we follow anytime somebody is reported missing. Obviously, we're looking to make sure that those policies and protocols were followed. We did go out. We did take a missing persons report. And we take every missing case, every missing person case that we have very seriously. We know that the officers did, in fact, go out and take a missing persons report here.
Did Shaquille live in the neighborhood, 100 block or whatever? Do you know?
I'll get you his last name.
Right, he did live in the neighborhood.
I don't want to say until I don't have his last name in front of me, so okay. I'll find that out.
Can you say? Do you think it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound? Was there a gun found near him?
So there's a lot of stuff, as I've said before, the detectives are going to go through this piece by piece. I don't want to get too much into the evidence that's been recovered. What we do know is that he went to the basketball court in the Northeast. He told people there that he was going to kill himself, that they had to get out of the park. We received 911 calls for service that he was going to kill himself, that there was a person armed with a gun. And when officers arrived there, we did find him, and he had shot himself.
What time was this? Roughly when was that reported?
So we received that call shortly after 1 o'clock this morning.
1 a.m., and that was the location again, the address where that happened was?
I'll get you the exact address.
Okay, thank you.
And that was just moments after the call on her?
Correct. Yeah. The calls were very close to each other. We received the call for Diamond at about 12:49 a.m. this morning, and then the call for him shortly thereafter.
And she was on Liberty Heights?
I don't have the address.
Yeah.
We don't know what was going on between the relationship, what may have been strained, what the motive.
Obviously, we have to look through each piece of the investigation. We need to put together the timeline of the events. And as we do that, we'll be able to become clearer on how they knew each other, what the type of relationship that they had was.
But is there any indication that they were like boyfriend and girlfriend, or is it more of kind of an acquaintance? Because even in the neighborhood, they said that he was constantly trying to talk to her. And she may not have been as interested in him, I guess, as he thought.
Sure. So we know that they knew each other for a couple of days. And I think at this point, that's as far as we're willing to say. We need time to look and interview more witnesses. As I said, it's still an open investigation. We still owe it to the family to make sure that we do the best job that we can to put every piece of this together.
All right. Last question, Doc. He was 19, Shaquille?
Yeah.
19.
Can you comment on the other incident that happened overnight at the police department?
So what I'll just say is what Deputy Commissioner Rodriguez said last night, that this is an open investigation. Our Professional Standards and Accountability Bureau, along with our homicide unit, are going to be taking a thorough look at everything that happened. And I would refer you to his statement last night for anything further on that. Okay?
All right, guys.